Good morning. Here are the top 5 stories from the Miami Herald through Wednesday, January 12. First, the weather. Expect some rain, along with some cooler temperatures. The high will reach the mid-70s and drop into the mid-60s at night. Let's get things started with crime. The year 2021 started out with 2 mass shootings that left 4 people dead and 26 injured. It was a foreboding start that seemed to continue a violent trend from the year before. Then something unexpected happened. Homicides in Miami-Dade County plummeted. Law enforcement leaders attributed it to stepped-up enforcement to get guns off the street. Others pointed to an array of social factors. Whatever the reason, murders throughout Miami-Dade County, with its 2.7 million residents, declined by more than 15% compared to the previous year. That bucks a national trend in which more than a dozen cities across the U.S. set all-time high murder rates. In 2021, the Miami-Dade County Medical Examiner's Office recorded 245 homicides. That's 45 less than the previous year. In food news, Winker's Diner has closed less than 6 months after it opened in South Beach. The upscale deli and diner closed suddenly during the holidays, before 2022 even began. The restaurant opened in September as part of the renovated historic Firestone Garage on Alton Road in Miami Beach. The space was once a working garage and tire center that closed in 2015. The restaurant sat 240 guests and served all-day breakfast and giant sandwiches, as well as soup and salad. The two other restaurants at the garage, Tooth Fairy Bakery and Sushi Fly Chicken, will remain open. A spokesman says a new concept is expected to open in the Winker's space in the next 60 days. For more on where to eat around town, go to miami.com. In education news, high school graduation rates in Miami-Dade public schools increased during the 2020-21 school year. Rates in Broward declined slightly for the first time in at least 3 years. Miami-Dade County achieved a graduate rate of 90.1%. In Broward County, 89.1% of high school seniors in public schools graduated last school year. In South Beach, a resident-led campaign to block the construction of an apartment hotel in the south of Fifth neighborhood has failed. A Miami Beach board voted to uphold the development. The issue was whether the city's approval of a new apartment hotel at 310 Meridian Avenue 4 years ago violated city code for developments in historic districts. And finally, in cookie news, the last time the Girl Scouts introduced a new cookie was January 2020. The Lemon Up cookie carried a theme of empowerment. This year the Girl Scouts are rolling out a new cookie again. They're called Adventurefuls and are described as a brownie-inspired cookie with caramel-flavored creme and a hint of sea salt. Cookies sales in Miami-Dade County and the Keys have started and run through February 22nd. Broward sales run February 3rd through 27th. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com. And stay healthy.